Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you today?
I just had a $20 charge on my account, on my bank account, and I don't even know how you got my bank account. I don't know what it is. I did not order anything, and I want that taken off of there.
Okay, so for me to better assist you to see exactly what is being charged, may I start off by getting the zip code attached to the card that is being billed?
Okay, 49002.
Thank you.
And it doesn't say anything. It just says dailyfitnessplan.com and that it's a pending payment of $20.07.
Oh, $20.07?
Yeah.
Let me see. And who am I speaking with?
Catherine Talley, T-A-L-L-E-Y.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Talley. Now, I am showing that name in that area with that zip code you provided me. Ms. Talley, can you verify your address for me?
8307 Tranquil Street, Portage, Michigan.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Give me one moment here. Okay, Ms. Talley, I do have some information here. I know your question was, how did your card get obtained? From what I'm showing, there was a sweepstakes or a survey you did yesterday for a Dyson vacuum cleaner where it requested like $1 or $2 for that sweepstakes entry. With that contest entry, it actually attached to our Bites Hub meal planning app, which is actually an app that helps with putting different foods together regarding how many calories you want to consume in a day, like a helpful daily and food lifestyle journal to keep you well informed, you know, going into 2022.
I don't want that, though. I did not know that it was attached to that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. What? I can see what I can do in regards to the account. Now, if I make a mention, I was a little leery at first, too, when I heard about the app when they were promoting it to us. But it is a great app, and we actually are running a special, making it $20 monthly.
No, thank you.
Okay. I can get you canceled. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I have AFib. I'm on special diet. I have no need for anything like that at all. I just can't. I'm on a fixed income.
I understand.
And this is going to throw my account into a tizzy.
Ooh, okay. Well, I can definitely assist with getting this canceled out. I know you are speaking about reimbursement there. If you can hold for me one moment while I speak with my supervisor.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, okay, so I do thank you so much there for holding. All right, now in regards to the services here, I do see it was enrolled yesterday. Well, it was created yesterday. Now what I can do, I can issue a 75% courtesy refund, and that'll reflect for you within 3 to 5 business days.
You're going to issue what?
I can issue you a 75% courtesy refund.
Take my name off of that list. I don't want it at all.
No, I did. I've canceled the account.
Oh, okay.
I was speaking about the reimbursement. You requested a reimbursement of the $49.89.
Yeah.
Yes, upon speaking with my supervisor, with it being the service being active for that day, and it's not actually the same day that it became active, that she did state that what we can do as a customer courtesy, we can issue you a 75% courtesy refund back to your account. That would be the amount of $37.42 we can have refunded within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, because here it says that it was $20. What's that mean?
On your bank statement, it's showing 20?
Well, it's, you know, but evidently, and it says that it's pending, so evidently there must have been more money than that that was going to come out, and I get paid tomorrow. Certainly hope it doesn't come out, because it's going to throw me
into a tizzy, yeah.
And it's going to throw my account into a tizzy.
Yes, ma'am. Well, only thing I'm showing was a $49.89 charge, but I'm making sure that your account is canceled and there's no reoccurring charge.
Well, I only had $20 in there. That's why it's saying that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so then I'll be getting 75% of the $50 back, or, well, whatever, basically.
Yes, ma'am. And let me give you your cancellation number. Do you have a pen and paper available?
Yeah, just a second here. Oops. Oh, that's... Okay.
Okay, and that cancellation number is C as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
And that is 920-384-685.
Okay, C, 920-384-685.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's for the daily fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I sure did not know that it was going to go to that. I read that thing, too, and they're real sneaky about the way they do those things, and I did not know that I was signing up for any $50 a month fitness plan.
Well, that's okay. At least I was able to assist you in making sure that that does not have any reoccurrence there for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're so welcome. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Talia. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.